If child ain't all he should be now, this girl could put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen.
That's a Who, the Acid Queen. It's a song way ahead of its time. It was about acid reflux. A lot of people don't know that.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I mean, I think Coach Q would know. Coach Q is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. The show was originally beginning called Peps at AC. Wasn't that right, Coach?
Yeah, you're right on the right line there. Yeah, you're thinking the right way there. Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know if that stuff was invented back then.
I don't think so. That's what the drugs were for, to make you forget about your heartburn. All right, so look, here's the thing. Florida, a couple of rough nights, but right back on it last night. And Corey Crawford. Corey Crawford is the Carolina Panthers of the NHL. What does he have to do to get more respect? Come on. He's standing on his head. Was that seven shutouts?
Very good comparison. Yeah, he's had seven this year, and a lot of them were his own making. He played very well, and he's just got on a great run here this year. He's got off to a good start. Now he's playing great. Just like how he just keeps getting better on the job, and you know, his approach has been great, consistently on top of things, plays more minutes than most goalies do, and you know, he's ready for the next game and really done a good job for us.
So there was a story that came out about Andrew Shaw from the Florida games, and I think it was Friday night against the Panthers. He gets a puck in the face, he loses a couple of teeth, he gets 10 stitches. Did he even miss a shift?
Yeah, I think he missed probably, as long as Doc took him to sew him up that period, and he got right back out there to finish the period. Yeah, pretty remarkable. I mean, that puck was not that far away from him, and he wasn't even looking at him, right in the yap, as he says. And they went in there for repairs, and, he was back in action there before you know it.
You know, with all the hockey,
stepped on the ice, and 2 seconds later got scored on, got a minus. But it wasn't those things can happen. It could have gone any other way. But last night he scored, and wore us a little bit of protection around his jaw area. But he was in a lot of pain the last couple of days off of that one.
I'm guessing. And with all the hockey I watch, I'm thinking, I haven't seen that very often. How do we not get more pucks into the bench?
Oh, we do. As coaches, we got to, in practice, you got to watch pucks flying. During games, you got to watch puck flying. They're very dangerous. I got sliced one time very badly. Players got to watch it. Seen multiple guys get hit in the head or, you know, off the arm or right in the neck. It's the pucks are flying there. So it's a dangerous spot to be if you're not watching or paying attention.
Didn't you get hit by a puck during a game like a couple years ago?
A little while ago, I was coaching St. Louis. It was against Chicago. Yeah, right in the noggin there. Nobody knew where it went except at the end of it. One of the players saw it coming, didn't say a word, just watch it hit me right in the head. They got a great entertainment and great amusement after seeing that one.
I'm sure you enjoyed the Blues loss even more last night when you flash back to that moment. The Hawks win and another shutout last night. When you were when you're behind the bench, and Shaw goes off the ice, does that information get communicated to you in specifics, or are you just told he's ready to come back in? Because if I'm you, I don't want to know that he swallowed two of his own teeth.
I found that out after two, but it's in the middle of it. You know, he took a pretty good puck there, and it was like, okay, there's only a few minutes left in the period, and I just hollered down the bench, is Shazzy coming back? And next thing you know, here's Shazzy back on the bench. Sometimes you know you're not going to see him for the rest of the period. Sometimes you hope they come back. Gap or our trainer will usually give me an update right away on what happened and what to expect, and then some follow-up once they do get looked at by the doctor if it's that severe.
Another highlight reel type goal last night from Kane and Panarin. And when you see this, Joel, are you at a point where it's just kind of you've come to expect it, and you're obviously focused on what's going to happen next in the game? But do you ever kind of allow yourself to say, "Wow, that was pretty incredible"?
They do some amazing things. They can wow you individually, wow you collectively, wow you. The line has been very impressive as well. Already scored some nice goals on his own right, taking the puck to the net. So they really got some nice chemistry amongst the three of them. The two of them really are pretty special players as far as their ability to make plays that you don't see very often in the league. And then you got the finishing of a great play. So they're last night was another great play where there's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of time. People are focusing on them, and they're trying to eliminate them prior to getting the puck. So they've been doing some great things this year, and last night's another goal that was a big goal in a game that looked like whoever scored first is going to have a good chance of winning the game. But a good finish on a great little play. Started in our own end. We're already made a good play. Rosie makes another play following it up, and those guys touch the puck. Good things can happen.
One other note on the game the other night where you pulled your goaltender with, I think, was it 8 minutes to go?
Something like that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we saw this. I remember a game last year against Colorado. They've done it. Is this something that was just kind of a one-time thing? Or hopefully you're not in that situation very often.
Yeah, we tried it earlier in the year. It didn't work. And Colorado did it last year, and they do it again this year. And I never saw it before, and it's very unorthodox. And at that stage of the game, you're sitting there, maybe you get a goal, maybe something will happen, and turn the game around. But you know, you're definitely more than a long shot away from winning the game or just getting back on track. So it's sometimes you try it, and you know. It's a couple face-offs. You might get a tired group on an icing. You might throw it at that unit or throw it at that occasion. But you're definitely grasping straws, and you're just trying to get very lucky, and even more than that.
Pretty grueling stretch. Now you get a bit of a break here with the All-Star break. What are you going to do?
I am going to Colorado and going to go spend some time up there and do some skiing and relaxing.
And what are you hoping for the team? Just guys going to rest up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was might have been the busiest stretch I've ever seen, 14 games in 24 days. So it's a time to get away, get re-energized, hopefully get warm and, leave the skates away and think of other things and maybe watch those guys that are out there playing in the All-Star game on the Sunday and have fun with it.
Do you have any loyalty to the Broncos from your years out there?
Love the Broncos. And at the same time, love the Bears here. Went to many Bronco games when I played, and then I coached, and then coached again. So it's nice to see him do well. I know the president of the team, Joe Ellis, happy for him. And so I'll be rooting for the Broncos.
Hard not to. You're a Colorado guy, at least part of you.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we let you go, it occurs to me I've never asked you this. As a player, did you ever get your teeth knocked out?
Yeah, I got a bunch of rentals right now. Right there. As I touch them, absolutely.
And did you ever, I know the answer to this, but I want to hear you say it. Did you ever lie to a trainer or a coach to get back in the game when you really weren't ready?
Yeah, a lot of, but back in the day, they never even asked you.
They just expected you to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrap his head up. He's bleeding.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we will talk to you, but congratulations on last night and getting her back on track because even after a couple of Florida games, I know that was making you uncomfortable, and last night looked real, it was Blackhawks hockey and another win.
Yeah, it was a good win and a good response. And in Florida, I think we ran out of gas, but I was impressed with how well Florida played. And we were all right in the Tampa game. So I think we were much better last night than we need to be going forward.
All right, Coach, enjoy the day.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Coach Joel Quenneville, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And do you remember Hooters' slogan? Wow, look at those wings.